A jury in Skagit County has found the parents of an adopted teenager guilty for her death. It's a case that sparked deep concern within the area's Ethiopian community, as KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
2 years ago, Hannah Williams died of hypothermia and malnutrition in the family's backyard in Sidro Woli. She was from Ethiopia and believed to be 13 years old at the time. Mulu Mabet Retta heads the Ethiopian Community Association in Seattle. She was at the courtroom in Mount Vernon as the trial went on during the past several weeks. Retta says she was relieved to hear the jury's decision.
They have served justice, so we're just so thankful. We're so thankful. We're very happy. Nobody should have gone through that. I am sure they felt like they are in a nightmare.
A nightmare for Hannah, she says, and another boy adopted from Ethiopia. For the last year of her life, documents allege that Hannah was often left outside and in locked rooms, and that she was forced to use a porta potty and deprived of food. The jury convicted both parents, Larry and Carrie Williams, of manslaughter and assault. Carrie Williams was also found guilty of homicide by abuse, according to the Associated Press. After Monday's verdict, Retta said she planned another stop in Skagit County to pay tribute to Hannah.
We will be going to her graveyard. We will just say, you know, okay, now peace at rest. Peace at rest.
That final thought for Hannah, rest in peace. Retta also says the Ethiopian community plans to hold a gathering soon to celebrate Hannah Williams' life. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.